sometimes these roles may overlap. Some roles, in particular client, data architect, and operations, are often filled by people who aren't on the data science project team, but are key collaborators. Project sponsor. The most important role in a data science project is the project sponsor. The sponsor is the person who wants the data science result. Generally, they represent the business interests. The sponsor is responsible for deciding whether the project is a success or failure. The data scientist may fill the sponsor role for their own project if they feel they know and can represent the business needs, but that's not the optimal arrangement. The ideal sponsor meets the following condition. If they're satisfied with the project outcome, then the project is by definition a success. Getting sponsor sign-off becomes the central organizing goal of a data science project. Keep the sponsor informed and involved. It's critical to keep the sponsor informed and involved. Show them plans, progress, and intermediate successes or failures in terms they can understand. A good way to guarantee project failure is to keep sponsor in the dark. To ensure sponsor sign-off, you must get clear goals from them through directed interviews. You attempt to capture the sponsor's expressed goals as quantitative statements. An example goal might be, identify 90% of accounts that will go into default at least 2 months before the first missed payments, with a false positive rate of no more than 25%. This is a precise goal that allows you to check in parallel if meeting the goal is actually going to make business sense and whether you have data and tools of sufficient quality to achieve the goal. Client. While the sponsor is the role that represents the business interest, the client is the role that represents the model's and users' interests. Sometimes the sponsor and client roles may be filled by the same person. Again, the data scientist may fill the client role if they can weight business trade-offs, but this isn't ideal. The client is more hands-on than the sponsor. They're the interface between the technical details of building a good model and the day-to-day work process into which the model will be deployed. They aren't necessarily mathematically or statistically sophisticated, but are familiar with the relevant business processes and serve as the domain expert on the team. In the loan application example that we discuss later in this chapter, the client may be a loan officer or someone who represents the interests of loan officers. As with the sponsor, you should keep the client informed and involved. Ideally, you'd like to have regular meetings with them to keep your efforts aligned with the needs of the end users. Generally, the client belongs to a different group in the organization and has other responsibilities beyond your project. Keep meetings focused, present results and progress in terms they can understand, and take their critiques to heart. If the end users can't or won't use your model, then the project isn't a success in the long run. Data scientist. The next role in a data science project is the data scientist, who's responsible for taking all necessary steps to make the project succeed, including setting the project strategy and keeping the client informed. They design the project steps, pick the data sources, and pick the tools to be used. Since they pick the techniques that will be tried, they have to be well-informed about statistics and machine learning. They're also responsible for project planning and tracking, though they may do this with a project management partner. At a more technical level, the data scientist also looks at the data, performs statistical tests and procedures, applies machine learning models, and evaluates results, the science portion of data science. Data architect. The data architect is responsible for all of the data and its storage. Often this role is filled by someone outside of the data science group, such as a database administrator or architect. Data architects often manage data warehouses for many different projects, and they may only be available for quick consultation. Operations. The operations role is critical both in acquiring data and delivering the final results. The person filling this role usually has operational responsibilities outside of the data science group. For example, if you're deploying a data science result that affects how products are sorted on an online shopping site, then the person responsible for running the site will have a lot to say about how such a thing can be deployed. This person will likely have constraints on response time, programming language, or data size that you need to respect in deployment. The person in the operations role may already be